This is VOA correspondent Rhett Turner at Cape Kennedy, Florida. I'm standing about 5 kilometers from the point where a Saturn V rocket stands bathed in a wreath of brilliant light. Atop the rocket, inside the Apollo spacecraft, named Columbia, after Jules Verne's spacecraft, are the first men who will attempt to land on the moon. The beaches, fields, and highways surrounding the Kennedy Space Center bustle with people, an estimated crowd of several hundred thousand, seeking the best vantage points to witness the launch of the astronauts. Their mood is tense and expectant. Many have slept on the beach or in their cars, bundled up against the chilling dampness of the subtropical night. It looks as if Jules Verne's imagination had come to life.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
As the astronauts go where man has never gone before, as they attempt what man has never tried, we on Earth will want as one people to be with them in spirit, to share the glory and the wonder, and to support them with prayers that all will go well.
30 seconds. Forward. Contact light. Okay, engine stop. Tranquility base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The first words uttered by a man as he set foot on the surface of the moon. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. It was taken at 56 minutes past the hour of 2, Greenwich Mean Time, on the 21st day of July, 1969.